WATW in the group. Thanks for doing the net, Dave, and it's good to hear everybody in there. I can't remember who it was, whether it was, it was you, Dave, WATW, looking at different home internet options. T-Mobile offers a 5G home service that seems to be pretty, like one of my buddies has it. It's pretty low bandwidth, and but the latency is all right on it, so like talking, if you had an All-Star node or Echo Link or anything, it's fast enough for that. Other than that, it looks like it's going to cool down tomorrow, so I was kind of surprised to get up from my desk today and see that there's snow on the ground now. Pretty windy, I can hear the wind howling, and it's cooling down tomorrow, and then it's going to slowly warm up until Saturday, so I'm looking forward to the warmer weather. Take care, and 7-3 everybody, God bless. This is KF8EDQ, back to net control.
Yeah, okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, what I'm sort of looking at is the AT&T, the 5G also, like the guy said, the good news is we can give you the internet and cell phone pretty reasonable, but TV is not. So AT&T is paired with DirecTV, so DirecTV is only doing streaming now. I used to do the satellite, but we don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore. So that's maybe what I'm going to look at, but I'm going to go beat on Spectrum first to see what I can do with them. And if you know what I mean, we got to go and see what they'll do before I do anything. But I'm probably going to be with AT&T. This is WATW, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Let's go to Tom, NADUI, you're up, and stand by, Mike.
Okay, Dave, thanks. This is NADUI. Not too much else. Like I said, I'm doing some making some 3D prints, and there's one I forgot. It's a little larger print. A few weeks ago, I finished with a bird feeder with a Blink camera mounted to it, so you can watch the birdies eat. I found another, just a bird house, but it looks like a log. You see a couple pieces. You put the bark part. It's kind of a cylindrical looking. It's like if you took a log and you cut it in half. The cross section where the rings are, that would be the entrance for the bird, and bark part, it's printed like bark, you know, it's got that texture. So I'm going to print that. It's about a $25 print just for the bark part. And then the covers, they're about $5 a piece. And so I'm going to print that in the next few days, and that'll occupy most of the print time while it's printing. You know, I've got to find something else to do in the meantime until it's finished. And let's see what else. Today was my wife's birthday. Her and her twin sister had birthdays today. So I took her to SIPS, which is on the corner of Midland and Gratiot. It's on the south side of Gratiot. It's a coffee shop. We got a little croissant sandwich place. And we had a little lunch there. Let me break real quick.